Zombie girl, zombie girl. that is the Modines. My name is Mel Mason, and I'm here in Studio 2A with the Modines. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Oh, our pleasure. Yeah.
This is a lot of fun. This is 91.3 KXCI. This is live from Studio 2A, and why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Christina Williams.
I'm Jamie LeBose on guitar and vocals.
Nice. And Christina is playing bass, by the way. And these instruments are gorgeous. They sound great. They also look great. Do you guys mind telling us what kind they are?
Not at all.
Tell us about them.
Well, this one's a Crown bass. It's from like around 68. I actually bought it here in Tucson. Jamie actually started this Crown thing from Chicago store. He started resurrecting these old husks of guitars.
Oh, beautiful.
And now they're in our living room.
Oh, nice.
And, but this one belonged to somebody else who had bought it from Chicago store when he was in high school.
Wow.
And
Full circle,
exactly. And I love it.
Guitar, adopt-a-thon.
That's right.
How about your guitar? That's really beautiful.
This is an Eastwood Wandra remake. Eastwood makes some really cool guitars out of Canada. And a lot of them are like remakes of Airline and stuff. But this looks like a Crown, which is the bass, so it works really nice together.
Yeah.
And looks nice and plays nice.
You all can't see it, but it sure is pretty. But you can see them play your next gig. Is that Solar Culture?
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
On Sunday
the 18th. So be sure to check that out. Now you guys are not from Tucson, so let's talk about where how you got here.
It was a long road. I'm originally from Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
And about 10 years ago, moved to New York, actually to become an actress. And then I had always been doing music, so. But then I was doing acoustic folk music was my background. And then in New York, I got into rock and roll and studios and hanging out all night in the rehearsal studios.
And, oh, cool. And you
with grungy musicians, including this one here.
Whose name we won't mention. Puddles is on drums. She was pointing at Puddles.
But
you come from a musical family. I hate to interrupt,
yeah,
but I just wanted to mention
fun.
That's where the folk background.
That's right. Yeah.
That's where the folk background.
Yeah,
comes
my dad
from.
Was a folk musician and brought me up, right?
Okay.
Folk music.
And then you moved to New York.
Moved to New York, got corrupted by rock and roll, and met Jamie. And we met on an extremely cold winter's night in the East Village. And
that's right.
And history was made.
Then we started playing with our bands together on bills and doing bills with Michael P's band and your band. And
yeah, a lot of our friends.
And then after about a year, we moved to Venice, California. And we spent like 5 years there.
Oh, okay.
We did that's where the Modines kind of started out of.
Gotcha.
With our original member, Phil.
Phil Williams,
he was on drums originally, and then he went to guitar.
So has it always been a trio, or when he moved to guitar, you had another drummer?
We had another drummer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, because Phil's a great singer and songwriter and stuff.
Yeah.
And since you've been to Tucson, the Modines has been primarily a trio. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
We started out earlier on as a four-piece.
Oh, yeah, we had Kevin Henderson on guitar. But he's
from
doing
Swigs.
His Swigs, which you know,
it's great
is an awesome band. And we'll be playing together on future bills and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's been great moving to Tucson. It's like the music scene here has been so nurturing and
very cool. Yeah, I noticed you guys got a lot of gigs right away. And
we were very excited about
very
that.
Very welcomed here.
Yeah.
Unlike LA.
Very good. Did you have connections here before you arrived? Or what was the story?
Yeah. Well, we were really good friends with Michael P. Nordberg, who some people might have heard from KXCI. And he used to play drums with me when I was doing solo stuff. And he moved back here a few years back, and then he invited us to come visit. And as soon as we started visiting, Jamie and I were like, this is a cool town.
Yeah.
And it just kept growing. And after 2 years, it's like, let's
the
just
place
do
to
it.
Be.
Yeah, totally.
It is a great place.
The price is right.
It drew us, and the price is right, yeah. Totally.
And where did the name the Modines come from? Is there any significance behind that?
Well, we're
that you can talk, that you can talk about on the air. I've asked that before, and the answer was not something
well,
we could talk about on the air.
We were throwing around a bunch of names, like we would just write them down every time we came up with something, and then we were like into these like mod band ideas, and we're like, what if it was like the mod teens? Even you know, we're far from teenagers, but you
gosh,
know.
They don't have to know that.
Yeah.
But you know, like the band like that has boys, Beastie Boys, the mod teens, so it was like the Modines. Not that we sound anything like the Beastie Boys.
But no.
Yeah. That's coming later.
Yeah.
In the set.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Right. But yeah, it was just one of those things that stuck. And then we were like, okay, at least, I mean, the URL was available and that helped a lot.
You know? Oh, yeah.
That always helps.
That always convinces a lot of people to do things.
Yeah.
Or the website. We got a .com.
Yeah.
Seriously.
We got a band. Very cool. Well, thanks for sharing. This is 91.3 KXCI. My name is Mel Mason. We're listening to the Modines here in Studio 2A. And we're going to get right back into the music. What is this one called?
It's called Long Way Home.
All right.
And he starts it.
Yeah. about that thing.
The Modines. You're listening to the Modines live in Studio 2A. My name is Mel Mason. This is Locals Only. Thanks so much for tuning in out there. And thanks so much for coming down to the studio, guys. It sounds awesome.
Oh, thank
thanks.
Thanks. Thanks for having
time.
Us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our pleasure, believe us. All right. So let's talk about songwriting. You guys definitely have kind of a surf, blues, rock thing happening.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some of that. Got a little psychedelic here and there.
And you both share vocals pretty equally. So who, you both take turns writing songs, or how does that work?
Well, when we first started getting together as the Modines, because we each had our different projects before. So when we first started with the Modines, we each had songs, you know, of our own. And so we would mix them together. And
Not a mashup.
Not the Beastie Boys again. But... But we would kind of started dabbling in kind of writing together, but it didn't really hit its stride until we moved here, actually. So now,
did your other projects before the Modines, did they sound pretty similar? Or was it, you mentioned you play folk, or you used to play folk.
I used to play folk, and then I got into more like kind of singer-songwriter rock kind of thing.
So you kind of just slowly made a progression.
Right, right. And then, but the desert has definitely inspired more of a psychedelic, like the imagery.
Uh-huh.
I've been kind of absorbing a lot of that. And then Jamie.
Yeah, I did a psychedelic album before we did the Modines. It was called The Green Album. And we do some of those tunes, like that last one, Mr. Jones, was off of the album. But I tend to be more in that realm, like the surf psych garage, and Christina brings like a real melodic vibe to it.
Cool.
So yeah.
It reminds me of kind of like a surf rock version of Viva Voce.
Oh, that's
like
cool. That's very
husband
cool.
and wife vocals. It's very lovely.
Cool.
So you guys record where?
We're currently recording our EP, which is a lot of these tunes that we're playing. And we're doing it at Chamber of Sounds, which is our living room.
Nice.
Downtown here.
And you record other artists as well?
Yeah. Actually, we record a few bands around town.
Cool. Do you have a website? In case anyone out there wants to...
Yeah, actually, it's chamberofsounds.com.
Very nice.
And in addition to that, I also build some little theremin
circuit
bent devices and things like that that you'll see on the website.
Yeah, let's talk about that. How did you get into building that kind of stuff?
By accident.
That's how all great things happen.
So true.
Yeah, I was just messing around with stuff and then got really into it, like adding photo cells onto things so that you could control the pitch with light and just applying that to different effects and a little synthesizer, synthesizer.
Do you use that live?
I do. On our song Sonic Daydream at the end, we have a jam and I pull some of those effects in, but I didn't want to bring too much here tonight to get all, the radio show hooking this stuff up. I definitely use it live. And, it's fun stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
And any plans to take this on the road?
We're definitely wanting to. And so we're focusing on the recording right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then definitely we want to, start regionally and, kind of go out to other places. We've been hearing a lot about other places in Arizona.
Although we could tour Arizona for a couple of months.
Yeah, we probably could.
Go in a circle.
Yeah, it's a nice time of year to do it.
Oh, it is. It really is.
So where can people find your music if they're interested?
We got a website, themodines.com, and that's spelled M-O-D-E-E-N-S. Our MySpace is probably the best place to go.
You can download MP3s, all that good stuff.
Actually, on the website, you can download some of the older stuff that we've recorded before.
Cool. Did you guys have any albums that you put out before this EP that you're currently working on?
We did something in... Actually, in Humboldt County, we went to visit a friend of Jamie's who's an amazing producer called Rob Seifert.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked with, Jane's Addiction and Hanson, even though he doesn't like people to know that, but he did.
He's
going to
kill us.
I know. But don't hold that against him because he's amazing. We did, six songs with him, and that's on the website now as downloads. And it was an amazing 3 days just, whipping it together with Phil and... But we didn't really get anything together until we got our little catalog of songs in our new place now. We've got a new thing going on.
Good. So you're plowing ahead.
Yeah.
Very good.
We're really focusing the sound now.
Yeah. When does the EP plan on being released? As if it's going to release itself.
Well, originally it was supposed to be the 29th at Plush of 29th of October, but we might push it up just a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely drop it off here.
Great.
As soon as it's available.
You'll hear it on Locals Only for sure.
Definitely in the late fall.
Okay, cool. And then you guys have a gig coming up. I want to make sure and remind everyone of this. It's at Solar Culture this Sunday, the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And who else is on the bill?
Oh, man.
And that's okay if you don't know.
I can't remember his name because it's a very interesting, exotic name. But he's in the band Old Time Religion.
Oh, okay.
And his music sounds amazing. It's very shamanic kind of improv, like shamanic jazz kind of stuff. It's really, nice. Really cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Very fun. Okay, that's at Solar Culture. This Sunday, the 18th, you can catch the Modines, and they have an EP that'll be released at some point this fall. So stay tuned.
That's right.
All right, well, we have time for a few more songs.
All right.
Cool.
What's next on the agenda?
How about Better Late Than Never?
Yeah.
This is off my solo record, Better Late Than Never, the title track. But we do it now. We do a different version.
Thank you.
song called Day Will Come. It's also off the new record.
Times.
Yeah. It's called Sonic Daydream.
This is 91.3 KXCI. I'm in Studio 2A with the Modines. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us, Mel.
And thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. I want to remind everyone that you guys, I won't be playing.
You're welcome to play tambourine.
You guys will be playing at Solar Culture this Sunday, the 18th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you'll release your EP this fall. And we'll see you out around the town, I'm sure, many times in the future.
Definitely.
So that gig on the 29th is not for sure?
The gig is for sure, but it's not a record release.
Got
party.
It. Okay, so where's that at? We need to mention that.
That's Plush Front Lounge. Okay, cool. Yeah, on Thursday the 29th. And okay. It'll be a special Halloween edition.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, dress up.
There'll be costumes and dress up and stuff.
Oh, very, very nice. Yeah, well, thanks for coming by. I want to thank Duncan Hudson for engineering tonight.
Thanks, Duncan.
Yeah, thanks, Duncan. Great job.
Wonderful. And Jamie, Christina, and Puddles of the Modines. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks.
Thank you.